Hi, good evening. This is Deborah Herman, your mystic medium animal communicator extraordinaire, and you are listening to Soul Odyssey Radio, where each week we talk about the issues of the paranormal, we talk about spirituality, we talk about all kinds of healing modalities, and we talk about your soul. And in the past couple of weeks, I have been reading for you from a deck that I've created called the Soul Odyssey Deck, and I am able to give you or pull cards for you that indicate a personal message from your guides and from spirit, and that is intended to help you on your path and to help you figure out what is your individual soul odyssey, your strengths, your weaknesses, based on the seven lessons of personal empowerment. They are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God-love. And each of the cards are a reflection of the seven lessons. But let's get right to it. We have Patricia from Miami who is calling us, and let's see what she has to say. Hi, Patricia. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Patricia.
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. How are you this evening?
Okay. I was like, hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, you scared me for a second. I thought I was going to have to read cards for myself, which is not always a bad thing. I do that. Do you want me to pull some cards for you?
Yes, please.
Okay. First card I'm getting for you is the lucky number 13.
Mm.
Let's see what it is for you. It is, which comes up a lot when I've been doing the card readings over the air, I seem to be choosing what happens is I'm clairaudient as well as clairvoyant. I literally hear in my mind a particular number. What I have in front of me on my screen is the Soul Odyssey deck. I have not yet figured out a way to show you what the cards look like, but I do have what their meaning is and the thought behind it and the lesson behind it. The first card that's come up for you, the number 13, is called Let Go. Okay?
Okay.
Do you resonate with that?
Yes.
Okay. So Spirit is telling you and your guides and the angels that you need – I seem to have an echo. Are you also listening to the radio at the same time that you're talking?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, because I'm getting an echo in my head. But it could just be my brains. I don't know. Anyway, it could be the clairaudience gone haywire. But the first card that's come up for you, and we have to see them in combination with a couple of other cards that I'm going to choose for you, is the card called Let Go. Typically what it means is that you may be holding on to things of the past that create a lens through which you interpret all the events of your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. For you, I'm picking up that it has a lot to do with relationships. And that there may be some things in relationships that are clouding your ability to have other successful relationships. Okay?
Okay.
Is that confusing or is that illuminating?
No, it's confusing because, I mean, there are no relationships outside of my children, so they're like, okay.
There are no relationships outside of your children. Do you want a relationship outside of your children?
Yes.
then you have to let go of the past, because your experiences in relationships have, it's caused you, your experiences have caused you to have an energetic wall between you and the ability to have relationships. And I'm sorry, I'm getting an echo in my own headset. So I'm hoping that you can hear me clearly.
Yes, I hear you clearly. I don't hear an echo.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's my brains are just rattling tonight. So that's the message that you're getting from Spirit, because, of course, when you're ready, Spirit wants you to have companionship. And in order to do that, you need to let go of the things in the past that have hurt you or have held you back or have made you think it's not worth being in relationships. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I'm so glad. The next part, not that you've had bad experiences, I'm just glad that I'm accurate.
I have.
Yes, that's the nature of doing the kind of work that I do, the healing work, is that you want to always make sure that you're on track, with the person that you're reading. I have another caller coming in. I'm going to pull one more card for you. Spirit says to read card 14 for you, and card 14 is scrutiny. Now, scrutiny falls under the lesson of self-protection. Because I got the card let go for you, it's leading me to believe that the message that Spirit's trying to tell you is that that it's good to be cautious, it's good to scrutinize, but that you may do it a little too much. That you may be a little untrusting. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. So, again, I'm working with my graphic artist. I want to be able to have people see these drawings because they're really uncanny. But it really looks like this little eye, and the little eye is like squinting and focused in. Not everybody is untrustworthy. So the lesson of self-protection is to know who to trust and who not to trust. And for you, let's lean it a little bit more with God's guidance, your spiritual guides with you, the angels. Let's lean it a little bit more towards maybe a little more trust. Because you could use some friendly companionship. Okay?
I'll keep that in mind.
All right. So just open up the walls a little bit more. And that's all I have time for tonight. But I hope that you'll continue listening. And each time, if you call in, I'm sure that we'll get more messages and more secrets on the path toward understanding Patricia.
Okay? Thank you.
All righty.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Keep listening and do call in again. So we have Angela from Los Angeles. What can I do for you tonight? Would you like a reading?
I feel like I'm going through a major transitional phase right now. And I just feel very off balance and emotional. And that's about it.
Well, I will say that we just had a major full moon, and it was in the sign of Libra. And I know this because one of my cohorts had asked people to take advantage of this wonderful full moon and to do prosperity prayers. And because in the world right now, people are feeling uncertainty. So if you are a sensitive person, and we haven't gotten yet to what's inside of Angela. Okay, we're talking about what's outside of Angela. What's outside of Angela right now is a very uncertain world. Angela, being a very sensitive human being, picks up on that and feels great compassion and anxiety from the people that are around her. Do you resonate with that? Resonate
yes,
is my favorite
very much so.
word. Okay, because it's important that I can see what I see, but it's important that you also relate to it. So what we're also seeing, I'm going to pull a couple of cards for you. The card that's coming to mind is the number 21, and it's receive love. That is not always easy for you. It's easier for you to give love. You do that very willingly. You do that very openly. And when you do receive love, you don't trust it. We're having all these trust issues tonight. I don't know if you heard the previous caller,
yeah.
we're talking about some trust issues. But you don't have a sense of safety in the people that give you love, and it's something that you'll need to work on. And the way you work on it is to continually put yourself in a space of feeling worthy. And that's through prayer and through your spiritual path. Because if you can stay centered in that, then however you're being treated by the people in your life, you're going to be able to accept the vibration of love that they give you, and you'll be able to release or ignore anything that's not of love. It's just not easy to be there. And right now I'm feeling like your skin is almost gone. Whatever's going on with you right now, you are truly absorbing from everybody around you. And you are out of whack. So,
very, very much so. Yeah.
Yes. And so the way for you to, is it a term, get in whack? Let's get you in whack. So we want you in whack, and you know, I don't think you need to be a person who's like constantly meditating or doing yoga. I mean, I don't know if you add that into your life, but at least for right now, I feel like I'm going to write a prescription pad. I need to give you a prescription to do some relaxation meditation tapes and to try to get yourself centered again to that sense of God inside of you, because something has just pulled you off that apple cart, and it's not like you. Some of it may be hormonal. Some of it may be that I'm seeing you being in a lot of conflict right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Major
okay.
complex trying yeah. to sell our home and possibly move and a divorce and job changing and traveling to another country and relationships and children and everything. It's very daunting.
Yeah. So it's like conflict, 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 conflict. And when you are in it, and you're really like Ferdinand the Bull. I mean, do you know that story? Ferdinand
no.
the Bull. Ferdinand the Bull, I love the imagery of it. It's a children's story where they expected Ferdinand to be this big fighting bull, and he really just wanted to sit in the field and smell the flowers. You are
mm-hmm.
more, you remind me more of, your energy is that of Ferdinand the Bull. You are a lover, not a fighter. And so you don't
right.
want to be in all of this conflict. So the best thing for you to do is to go inward, get some really good relaxation meditation tapes, lock yourself in a hot bath, and center again, because you've got to create that shield of God energy around you. You've got to let this stuff wash off your back. It's penetrated you way too much. And that throws you off, and that can make you unwell. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, let's see what other cards come up. We're getting 42, and I do not know what that one is, because that one doesn't come up that often. It's latter part of the deck. Ah, just what I would, this is really funny. I have to find a way to send this to you. It's breathe. That's the card. It literally says breathe, and the abstract design looks like someone in meditation. It's a very calming card. And I will find a way this week. I am talking to my graphic artist so that those of you who call in, who are brave enough to call in to 888-815-9756 to have your cards read out of the one and only, existing only right now on the air on Soul Odyssey Radio, the one and only Deborah Herman Soul Odyssey deck. I want you to see this card because you could look at this card, play meditation music, do some deep breathing, and it will truly center you. So you're getting this message from your guides that you just have to get, you know, send the kids to a sitter, do something, but you got to take some time right now for you and take the pressure off. You've got to breathe. No more doing everything for everybody. You, even if it's just a day. Got me?
Got it.
Got air?
I like that. Yes. I need some air. Thank you.
Okay. So I guess, do you have any other questions? I can pull another card, or I think we really are getting the theme here. The theme is take care of Angela, get a little bit of a respite away from all of this conflict, do some meditation. I don't think you have anything permanent in terms of your physical imbalance. It really is just getting away from the stress. And some white wine would help too.
All right, I'll try that. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. God bless.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. So, we are talking about the Soul Odyssey deck and what it can do for you to help you figure out your path and your blockage. And if you have any, it's to help you make you are your own spiritual teacher. All this is to guide you along your way. Now, I don't know how to pronounce your name, if it's the way that my it is being spelled. It's I know you're from South Carolina. Dira? Is it Dira?
It's Dara. It's Dara.
Dara.
It's
Dara,
but what
it is. Dara. Like, how do you spell it?
D-A-R-A.
Oh, Dara. Okay. We were having a little translation problem because I see it written out. Okay. Thank you. So what can I do for you? Do you have specific questions, or would you like me to take my chance with the deck?
Well, I was just wondering, like, do you have any advice for me as for following my life path?
Your life path?
Yes.
There are two aspects to our life path. There's the mundane world that we live in on a day-to-day basis, the three-dimensional world, and there is also our soul's path, spiritual path. Do you want to know about both of those?
Sure.
Okay, let's see what the cards say. That'll give us a first starting off point. First card I'm getting in my mind for you is the card number 22. Let's see what card number 22 says, and then we will know. Aha! It's the card of hope. So, it can be read in a couple of different ways. It could be read that you are typically a very hopeful person, or it can also be read that you are going through a period of time where you feel hopeless. I'm feeling like you're coming out of a time when you feel hopeless, that you're actually coming into a period that has more light. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Wonderful. God bless you. Because what I'm feeling, you know, because I can see what the cards say, but then, of course, I get messages from Spirit. I'm feeling like you've been through a very dark time. and you're coming out of it now, and you're almost like saying, hey, is the good stuff going to last? You know?
Yeah.
Right? And right. By getting, it's going to last. I mean, we all have ups and downs, but this card is saying to me tonight that you're on a real upswing. Things are going to be better for you financially. They're going to be better for you emotionally. Did you have a parent who was ill?
I sure did. My mom.
Okay. Did she get better or pass on?
Well, my mother got better. My mother-in-law just passed on about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm so happy that your mother became well, because I know that was really hard on you.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, it was.
Yes. That I'm getting all kinds of chills. And I'm also quite possibly feeling the presence of your mother-in-law. I don't know if you were close to her, but I'm feeling an energy in the studio with me now. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, were you close with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's, you know, they go when, after a person passes on, they do go to a place where they evaluate their lives, and I don't know if she's able to give you signs or not, but I'm mm-hmm. feeling a presence right now. So she's letting you know that, in my mind, she's letting you know that she's okay.
Amazing.
Okay.
I knew she was.
Pardon?
I said I knew she was, but that's amazing.
I always find it to be amazing. And it's just a blessing. And, you know, no matter how many times I have visitations, it will never cease to amaze me. But you know, I think, I don't know how she passed, but she's saying she's not suffering.
Great.
Okay.
She suffered a long time.
Well, she's not, that's what she wanted me to tell you. She is not suffering. So it's beautiful where they go. And they, you know, I mean, we're supposed to be here when we're here. And because sometimes people say, well, why not go there? Well, no, we're supposed to be here. And we're supposed to work, you know, we don't get to skip. We can't skip all those pieces. We have to do our work while we're here. But where they do go is a very beautiful place. And that's where she is now. And I'm seeing her, the image I get of her, and I know everybody has their own heaven, but I'm seeing her with roses and flowers. So I don't know if she liked roses and flowers, but I'm associating that with the image that I'm getting of her.
She liked flowers.
She did like flowers?
She sure did.
Okay. Well, then that's a verification to you. Especially, I'm getting roses. So, you know, please share that with those of, you know, the members of your family who are also grieving. You know, please share that she is very much alive and well in a different dimension. And oh my gosh, I am getting chills and chills. I mean, she's a very strong presence. I don't know if she, did she like to sing?
I've never heard her sing.
Well, I'm feeling like I may as well have a whole chorus in here.
Wow.
You know, I may as well have like a whole choir in here. I'm just feeling really, you know, I don't know, maybe she was religious or spiritual or whatever, but I'm just feeling this whole, it's very nice. It's very uplifting. So please,
you know, she loved
share that.
My daughter. She loved to hear my daughter sing. Maybe that's it.
Aha! So your daughter sings
very beautifully.
So that's the association with the singing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, sometimes the messages come in more clearly than at other times. And that's why I always say, does this resonate with you? I just bring through what I'm getting, and I try not to translate it because I don't always know. It's not my family member, but she was talking about singing. So, yeah, so that's really, it's really sweet. It's really sweet. So do pass that on.
I will.
And I have one more card for you. And I think it's one we've been seeing tonight. It's the card 13, although, of course, I'm going backwards. I got to have a better system here. In a few weeks, I'm going to start going live video so you all can actually see what I'm doing, and you can see my face. And I could – well, I don't know if I could see yours. But you're getting the card also, Let Go. And so you need to meditate on what it is that you need to let go of. But that is a message from your spirit guides to you about how to move on your spiritual path, which is what you were asking me about. Is, you know, just consider that you're in a transformative time and you are growing and you are changing. So, and don't let anybody bring up the past to you. Were you?
Wow.
You know, don't let them bring up the past to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they were doing it yesterday. Me and my sister had fallen out about a year ago, and we don't speak. And everything you're saying makes sense.
Yeah, don't let them bring out. Yeah, move on from that. And don't let that tear you down.
Wow.
Gotta love
That's
it.
Amazing. That's
so,
amazing.
So, yeah. So, you know, I don't have this perfect system with being able to hear. Sometimes I get like an echo over the voice, so that's why I hope you can hear me well. But I'm just getting a very strong message for you to just don't let people pull you down. Don't let people throw the past up at you. Move ahead because you are a light and you've got wonderful things ahead of you. And just trust God, trust yourself, and keep it going. Okay?
Deborah, yes. Deborah, do you see me as a healer?
Well, you've already been doing it. You know, the people around you especially. But if you want to be a healer where you actually put out a shingle type of thing, is that what you're saying?
Well, I've been told that I'm a light worker and a healer, and I was just wondering if you get that.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I think you would also enjoy studying in certain areas of healing so that it would give you a sense of credential. You are absolutely a light worker. I mean, if you could feel what I feel with the spirits and the chorus and the, you know, and all of this, you know, the cards and everything, it's like, wow, it's really beautiful.
I've been meditating and reading and all that, but I guess I'm missing the connection or maybe disregarding it in some way.
You mean you want the direct link to God or the direct
yes.
link? And don't worry about your psychic ability because it manifests in people in many, many different ways. And I always love quoting this. I read this about Edgar Cayce. He was you know who he is? Edgar
yes.
Cayce, he was the sleeping prophet, and he lived in the early part of last century. And people would ask him, teach me how to be psychic, teach me how to do this. And he would always bring them back to earth with, hey, learn how to get along, you know, learn how to do this first or do that first. Because the more we stay centered and the more we are in touch with our spirituality and lose all this other stuff that drags us down, the more our spiritual gifts will naturally develop. You can't force it. You don't want to force it. Everything is not right for everything else. I mean, I can teach, and I can continue to do this on the radio show. I can recommend books that were very helpful for me early on my spiritual path. There are things that I think are more on than other things, maybe more illuminating. They feel right. I feel like the person who's writing the book was very connected to spirit. So there are things that you can educate yourself, but allow your gifts to develop the way you and God want them to develop, the way you contracted before you got here.
Okay.
Because what's right for one person is not right for another, and you don't want there's a lot that goes along with everybody's path, and you may not want some of the gifts somebody else has, because for me, I'm a clairvoyant. I see in my mind's eye. I sense spirits. Do I see them with my eyes open? Not often. Do I want to? Absolutely not. That's not one of the gifts I want, because the child in me says, ooh, I don't think I want you to see in between dimensions. I'm perfectly fine with having had an experience just now with your mother-in-law. That was a beautiful, lovely experience. But I didn't see her walk through the door. That would have freaked me out. Okay? So always be careful what you wish. And very slow. But I would like to see you learn a little bit more about, where are you? You're in South Carolina. I'll have to think if I know anybody there. Keep in touch and listen to the show. I'm sure you have some really wonderful teachers where you are. And you just have to trust your gut and ask for a sign if it's someone who has something to teach you. And take like little mini workshops to develop your gifts. And that will make you feel great.
Okay, I will do. Thank you so much.
And continue to be a light worker, because you already are. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. You already are, and God loves you.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Light and love.
So, let's see. This is a great night. I'm thoroughly enjoying your calls. I love talking to you about the Soul Odyssey deck. And as promised, very shortly, I will be able to put them up on my website. My website is soul-odyssey.com. An emphasis on the .com, but soul, and don't forget the dash, because that is there. Otherwise, it'll take you to a different site. But that's my website, and I will try to post what the cards actually look like. I will be posting them on Facebook. I've posted a little bit of my artwork. If you've noticed, if you go to Facebook under Deborah Levine Herman, and I also have a fan page. I think I'm almost at my limit because I don't know why the social network limits you in terms of having friends. I think that's a little bit strange, but, you got to go with it. But I want to do a shout out to all of my friends on Facebook, because somehow we seem to have found each other. Most of you have identified yourselves as being spiritual or mystical. Many of you are very, very gifted, all on your own. I would always love to hear from you and to find out what's going on with you, and to share your insights also about the soul and the soul path. We have Stephanie from Kansas.
Yep.
How are you, Stephanie?
Doing really well. Had a lot of challenges lately, but doing really well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. I'm feeling good, which is a plus. I have told my friends on Facebook, and I am not shy to say it on the air, but I have been struggling with Crohn's disease, which has been one of my greatest challenges to understand the mind-body connection. Now, you did ask, so I am answering. Typically, I'll say, mm-hmm. oh, fine. But, you know, it's a little bit of a annoyance. But I know that everyone faces a challenge of the seven lessons on both the mind level, the body level, and the spirit level. And for me, this has been my date with destiny on the body level. So how is Stephanie this week?
Well, I changed my diet back to going, except tonight I ate some yogurt, but organic milk. But, honey, I just got back to getting rid of the dairy, the wheat, the sugar, the yeast, the peanut butter, a bunch of stuff I stopped eating completely and then started eating. And I think I just needed to balance because I could eat some of those again, but I was eating them all the time and I was making it kind of antsy and jittery. Working on cleaning out my mind, and another family member died 2 weeks ago, and I've had a major relationship change lately, and been really getting into sound healing and composing, and hopefully getting into this play. I keep wanting to quit on it, but it keeps coming out anyway. And
you're writing a play.
Yeah, bit by bit. So,
you are a very creative young lady.
I am. I'm also looking for ways to make some money, and hopefully I'll be doing that with my music and stuff. But
This awesome ritual was for the full moon, and it's you gotta focus your intention. You know, I'm learning about all of this because those of us who are very creative have to always find ways to translate that into the energy of this world because we're so used to the energy of the fifth dimension, which is not the world we live in. So, and then it comes time to pay bills and do all of the day-to-day stuff, and it's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So, yes, indeed, you have to set your intention and try to bring in some of the monetizing aspects of all of the creative, wonderful energy that you're producing in the world. But I think you've been learning. I think you've been learning that, Stephanie. You know, I think you've become far more. What Spirit's telling me is that you've been forced to become more practical in the last year. Does that make sense?
Yes.
In spite of your best intentions and desires, you've been because it's important for people on the spiritual path to also embrace the energy of this world. And right now, the way the energy is shifting is it's kind of ripping out the security that many of us have had by making it even harder in this world to deal with the monetary system. And people who've not had struggles are having struggles. And so the energy is everybody's having struggles. So you have to create an internal balance around all of the anxiety that's occurring with money.
It's,
you know what I mean?
Really bizarre. Yeah, there's a part of me that feels really at peace and calm. There's a part of me that just wants to kind of scream a little bit.
Well, you can certainly do that. I would appreciate it if you didn't do it on the air because I'm already getting this echo in my brain. You know, I don't know what it is. I think my headset's acting up. But you know, the screaming is allowed. And, yeah, it's frustrating because it's not natural to everyone. It is the way the mundane, tangible world operates. And one of the lessons that we have to learn as spiritual people is how to manage the monetary system and how to bring in enough, not too much, We don't ask too much, but we need to bring in enough so that we don't live in an insecure way. So create that intention and create the sense that you're worthy of it. Now, I'm going to pull some cards for you. First one is 22. I don't know. Did I pull that one tonight already? I don't know. I forget. We will see. Yes, I did. And it's the Hope card. The Hope card came up for you because you've been making wonderful strides, and you just need to stay in a place of hope and don't lose that balance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's. I've been getting this the last 2 weeks. I wrote it on sent myself an email that said, just keep, focus on love and don't assume anything. And it's been very difficult because that's been a habit. But yeah, just hope could be another word for it. But I've been getting don't assume things. Just keep going.
Hope is a very important energy that needs to be manifested in our world now because people are feeling hopeless. And one of the greatest gifts that you can give to yourself and to others, because you are such a strong energy and such a creative force, is to continually reinforce the idea of hope. That no matter what, so much of this world is just a big illusion. It's how you perceive it, and it's all going to work out. So consider adding that to the work that you're doing, that message.
All right.
Okay, 33 is the next card for you.
I like those devil numbers.
Yeah, you're getting 33 now, and it's very associated with the original message, and it's the card that says believe. So again, manifest through hope. Manifest through belief. Keep yourself centered with hope and belief and integrate those messages into your work. So that's
cool.
Your second. Yeah. And now I'm getting one last message for you, and it's card 48. Again, we're going to the end of the deck. And, aha, this one is a heavy message for you, my dear. Forgive.
I've been getting that.
Yes. I'd say that one's real accurate. That one gets you right in the heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, forgive myself and other people too, huh?
But especially yourself.
Yeah,
that's what the energy's been feeling, because the other people that you need to forgive are really the circumstances are really a reflection of you, and what you were dealing with at the time, and it really comes back to forgiving yourself, and that's what I wish for you. So I hope that you will have a wonderful week. And continue listening and keep in touch with me. I love to hear about what you're doing. I know that you have called before and that I have heard from you. So continue being creative and bringing beauty and art and love into the world.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that was Stephanie from Kansas. And I am still open for business. We got another 15 minutes to the show. Don't be shy. Find out what your spirit guides want you to know about your soul odyssey and your soul path, your very personal messages. And you never know. We had Dara from South Carolina, and her mother-in-law made a visit. So you just never know who you're going to meet on Soul Odyssey Radio, because I never know. I just show up and I just say, God, show me what you want to show me. Help me share. Help me teach. Help me guide. And then you just never know who's going to show up. It really is a lot of fun. So keep tuned to Soul Odyssey Radio every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And for the rest of you, I certainly wish I could tell you all your time zones, but you're a little bit on your own. Let's see if we can get one more caller in here at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Don't be shy. But I want to tell you that there are 52 very interesting cards in the Soul Odyssey deck. They're all done through automatic drawing. Literally, the pen is on the paper. The pen moves. If any of you have ever seen this done, it's really quite remarkable, and I'm very grateful that I'm able to do this kind of automatic drawing where you basically release the left side of the brain and it just comes through you. Aha! We have Patricia from Miami is calling back on line two. How are you, Patricia?
I'm doing good. I went and got a different phone. I said, I'm going to call back if you don't have anyone else online.
You are it's your lucky night. It's totally your lucky night. What can I do for you, my dear?
Awesome, awesome. Well, I was just intrigued about, you pulled two cards for me, one for letting go. And I had been working on that for quite a bit, so I was a little surprised that they would still say, let go. I'm like, my God, I've been working on letting go. And then the relationship, which is not foremost in my mind because everything that you said was true. I was like, you know, is it really worth it? I was just wondering if there is another card that would be more towards my spiritual self?
Right now, and I did just pull this before, but I don't remember what it was. I just heard the number 33, and it says believe.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard you tell somebody that I was listening.
And that just came up for you. So we've got the card believe. So I want you to meditate on that and which would lead me for you, have you had a crisis of faith?
Not recently, no. Totally opposite.
But you had a crisis of faith.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Okay, because the soul path is a reflection of everything since the minute you opened your eyes in this life.
Okay.
So I think that you're getting an acknowledgement of a time that you had a crisis of faith. And you basically brought yourself out of it.
Yeah, that was about 20 years ago.
So, as far as your spiritual path, you're on your spiritual path. And it's important to remember where you were and where you are. Okay?
Quite a big difference.
Okay. Very big difference. So give yourself a pat on the back. What the kids say? They say give props. You know, you really have come a very long way, and you are a very spiritual person. That wasn't in any way. It was more like, hey, we want to give you as much love as you can handle. So make sure that you're not holding on to any of this other stuff. Let it go. It's not serving you anymore. I'm still picking. I realize that you want to know about your light work and how are you supposed to contribute to humanity? Right? Is that what you're interested in knowing?
Well, I basically know how is just getting myself out there more. And I had basically conformed to just being by myself, being alone, because all my children in their 30s. I'm a grandma. And I figure I'm just supposed to walk the rest of the way, you know, by myself doing what I'm doing.
But I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing you. No, I'm seeing that it would be good for you to have a companion. Not that you have to, like, change your whole life. And, you know, it feels to me like that has always been a bad thing for you.
Yeah,
you know, where you had a, right, where you gave up yourself and you gave up, you know, everything. And that's not what it is. It's just like understanding God. God isn't a taker, right? God gives you unconditional love.
Right.
So, you know, so it's really up to you, but I'm seeing a loving companion in your life. Like, you know what? You deserve it. You deserve, you really do. You know, but even if you think you're set in your ways and whatever, it doesn't mean that you have to give up who you are. Because you are not the same person you were 20 years ago.
True.
You're not going to do that. Mm-mm. But if you met someone who shared your light and shared your work, and do you like to go to flea markets?
Oh, yeah. I like basically some of everything.
Yeah. Do you like to go, like, flea markets, craft fairs, things like that? Do you make things?
I did. I mean, I crochet, you know, things like that. I paint also. I do a variety of things. I love cooking.
Yeah. I'm just seeing you. I mean, have you ever displayed any of your work? Have you ever sold any of your work?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's online. I'm a spiritual artist.
Gee, I knew that, right? Obviously, I mean, obviously I'm getting this from spirit. Of course you are. I'm seeing, because it's right. So you continue doing your work, but it's very possible that you could find, you know, someone to help you schlep the drawings or whatever, schlep the canvases. I don't know. I feel like there's someone, if you want it, it will be provided for you, because it would be nice for you to have the love returned to you that you give to others in a tangible person. Does that, and I'm not telling you, you
that
have.
That sounds good. It sounds good.
But keep calling back. You already called back. I wasn't quite expecting it again in the same show, but I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that. I really like you. I like your energy. I'd love to see your artwork. Feel free to post it on my Facebook page if you'd like. Send me send me some of, you know, whatever. I'd love to know more about you. But, you know, let it sink in. Keep listening and call again. And let's just live with the idea.
What
and then
the
let's
Facebook
see.
Page?
My Facebook page?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'll tell this to the audience because we're getting close to the end of the hour. My website page is soul-odyssey, odyssey.com. And on there, it should list my Facebook page, which is Deborah Levine Herman. And somehow everything links back and forth. But I would be delighted to see your work, and just keep listening to the radio show and check back in. I'm sure the other listeners would like to know, you know, what's happening with you. You just just listen, just live with the idea.
Okay.
Live with the idea.
All right.
And get back to me on it.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Thank you for calling twice. Okay. Okay. Well, we are up to the end of the hour, and this has been a wonderful show. I love when you all call. I am thinking we just might do this again and have readings from the Soul Odyssey deck. You can always call in at 888-815-9756 every Thursday, same place on your computer, bbsradio.com/Soul Odyssey. You can email me at Deborah@soul-odyssey.com. Have a wonderful week. Enjoy your life. Live in hope, light, and love. And I will talk to you again next week. God bless.